like, you know, places for artists and stuff. And yeah, sure, yes, that is kind of gentrification. But the other hand, it's like there's nothing happening.
I mean, it's better anymore than nothing, obviously. Yeah. And I'm just saying those places can even start out incredibly well-intentioned.
Yeah.
But
yes,
when you're talking especially about like fucking land development that comes cheap, like stuff is easily
you follow the money and it always goes to evil. Like all money is evil. By the way, quick mention, love Detroit when we went there.
Loved it. I had a great town.
Really great fantastic town. City. You could walk around. It was great.
I can't wait to go back, honestly. I had an absolute blast.
It's cool, a good, like, not bad hip, walking city in terms of play, the downtown, I guess.
Yeah. Well, if we play that same theater, which was totally fine, I just hope that Boomer Audio Engineer has since shuffled off this mortal coil.
Can you believe it, folks at home, that someone would not like us?
It's impossible.
We're going to be at... Not?
You don't have you don't have to be best friends with me. I'm just saying, how about a fucking modicum of professionalism? That's all I'm asking.
I'm going
to
be at Andrew's deathbed. He's going, do you remember that Boomer sound engineer? Like, yeah, Chris, but you had a nice life otherwise. You had a very lovely life.
You're sure he's dead, right? You're sure that I outlived that guy, right?
I looked it up. Against my better judgment, I did look it up, and yes, see, he's dead.
I'm shocked you don't remember his name, because you remember the guy from San Francisco like it's fucking MacGruber license plate memorization.
He's
the code man?
Yeah. You're Arya Stark just saying these names before you go to sleep.
Just don't fucking wrong me. That's all.
That's it.
I don't ask for much.
How about write me for once? Huh?
I would love to be righted.
That's right.
You know, I think my mother's asking me to do that, actually.
I'd love to get righted by Bill Skarsgård, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean?
Ooh. Yeah, you're going to be righted. You'll be fucking walking wrong, though.
Well, I met with my mother as like writing a letter.
I do.
Not the sex.
No, thing. With Steve, I was talking about anal sex.
Yeah, anal sex. Yeah.
There's different versions, you see.
I like that, like, this documentary thing. It's in the movie, but it's not like oppressive. It's like it gives context. You don't actually see the interview, which is totally fine. Like, it's just like, oh, the interview goes well. And like she's saying goodbye to this lady. And the lady's like, oh, so where are you staying? Brightmoor's like, oh, you shouldn't be in. You should not be there. Like,
she fucking straight up says, are you kidding?
She kind of is like a an elder millennial crazy Frank from the Friday the 13th movies. Like, it's got a curse on it, a Jason Voorhees curse.
Oh, Crazy Ralph.
Crazy Ralph. I knew I was fucking
That's why none of us responded.
Mm-hmm.
There's a death curse on that street. You better get to another Airbnb. Oh, but I forgot about the medical conference. Yes. Of course. Well, just death curse then.
There's a death curse. I'm also making a blues documentary. Yes, I'm actually quite... Other than that, I'm quite successful, but that death curse is dangerous.
You know, I thought about it this time in a lesser movie. Would have been if they were like, oh, AJ was a producer on one of these docs or something.
Yes.
Also a lesser movie. She's like interview, because she says she's interviewing for like a research position within this documentary production. But if she was like, oh, I'm interviewing for this gig, I'm going to be a camera operator. And then in a lesser movie, she's filming shit in the fucking basement. And it's like kind of turning into POV found footage garbage for a second.
No, thank you.
But this
is great. Like the way it amplifies, it's like sort of a scary night, but not really. We got through it. And then, oh no, you shouldn't be there. The Harbinger. And then she gets back there and it's just like, hey, little girl, come here. Get out of that house.
Because and Craig is good at weapons is the same way. He turns up the heat and knows how to, like, it's not just one intense, crazy night, which is, I think a lot of ways you could write this story would be one intense, crazy night, but it's like highs and lows and like, oh wow, this is the nice scene in the with the documentarian. Oh no, that fucking guy's screaming at me. Yep. Like, what the fuck?
Well, that's I think something he's very good at is discombobulation. Like if you to do like exactly what we're talking about before, like with the changes in the tone and how this movie is, like you need to know how to do that just the right amount as to not totally set your movie off course.
Yeah.
Because there are so many movies like this where they do introduce something new and I'm like, oh, well, you didn't really care about this. You just kind of brought up to have something new to do. And like, this is just happening now. But this movie, everything happens at just the right amount to not make it feel like it was just an idea that he let. It's part of the story. It's really it builds something more to this that I actually think he does pay off eventually.
Yeah.
She is totally terrified of the dude. She goes inside. Calls the police. The police just ain't coming out there, basically.
Right. Because of those damn budget cuts by OCP.
Yes, she's told by the dispatch lady there are no available units to send out for her. But this is where you lie, right? Because the operator is like, oh, well, is he still there? Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, I don't think so. Yeah, and that's, you know, exactly, Eric. Like, oh, yeah, he's still here. He's fucking pounding on the door right now. Like, whatever it takes to get a unit sent over to the fucking house, like, well, you got
to
do it.
The way to do it now, because this movie is about 2022, so if it's 2025, you would just say, oh, and I don't think you as a documented American.
Right.
Then a Black Hawk helicopter would come.
Exactly. And, instant five stars on GTA. Instantly.
They might actually, they might, like, give you a medal if you do this.
Yes.
I'm not kidding you.
No dice there.
No dice there.
She's freaked out, but it's kind of quells. Here's the thing. She goes to the bathroom and she realizes there's no toilet paper.
Yeah.
And the length she goes to find this toilet paper leads me to believe she's got a massive shit brewing. Like, I think it's not just a regular pee. I think this is like a three-star affair.
Bucket. Use the bucket.
She didn't see the bucket yet.
It can't be massive, though, because then something would have happened. Like, an explosion, a changing of the pants. Something would have had to happen. This is this is just the beginnings of one, like a medium-level one. Mm-hmm. And she is feeling, you're completely right. She is feeling it for sure. I do love the fact that the cops say we're out of cops is incredible. Like, just no plumb out of them. Nobody's going to be coming. You take your shit and we'll see what we can do.
But this in itself, like, yes, I understand there's a whole maze of self-dug underground tunnels beneath this house. But searching an Airbnb for the one closet where there may be extra toilet paper, that is a haunting all in its own. Now I gotta just open doors that I don't know where they lead. Oh shit, this one's locked because it's the property owner's closet, but maybe that's where the toilet paper is.
It'd be a different movie, because if it was me, I never look. And now I'm just Donald Ducking my way through the fucking house.
Oh, totally. Yep. Dude, yeah. Do you just take a massive shit and just hop in the shower?
You're Donald Ducking and you're doing the conversation ending at the same time looking for the toilet paper, like under the floorboards. Like, it's got to be here. It's got to be here.
Well, that was the thing.
Donald Ducking while pulling up floorboards, dude. I'd be worried I'm going to get a splinter in my taint.
I think Zach Cregger and Georgina Campbell had to talk about it. I was like, well, this is an excellent script, but on page 41, when I'm going to the bathroom, what is Donald Ducking and why should I be doing it? Well, you understand, sometimes you take a shit, you have to find toilet paper. You'll get up without any underpants on, but your t-shirt will still be on. Well, I won't be doing
that. My word, you people are savages, or dare I say, barbarians.
And you sort of waddle a bit like a duck.
If you liked what you just heard and you want to get the rest of this episode, head on over to patreon.com/wehatemovies, where not only can you instantly unlock the rest of this fine program, you also get yourself access to hours upon hours of exclusive shows and commentaries you cannot get anywhere else. That's patreon.com/wehatemovies.